Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. Now, today, the thing that we're going to talk about is the importance of emotions and letting it out. And how a lot of problems it can cause physically by not letting it out. Right?
Right. I think it's a good topic because of what so many are going through right now with dealing with pain and loss of loved ones. They're agonizing. And you know what? I actually do feel it. I feel it in the energy around me. I feel people's pain, and sometimes I'm wondering, why do I feel sad? I mean, of course I have something to be sad about, and we'll get into that later, but it's not like all day long I go along sad about that one thing. I do feel a heavy energy of sadness, though, in the world. Do you, just from the COVID and the pain and the loss?
It's sort of like we're going through a world war, but it's not with a country. And it's sort of like it will get better, our side will win. But I believe that it's kind of like for now, life is just sort of, because it's like, you know, I read that every day 500,000 people in the United States, this is in the United States, are getting the vaccine. Now, you know, what that means is that means, obviously, they're going to plan on speeding it up. But that means that in 2 years, everybody will have it. Because if we have 360 million people. But what also is important to me is that, you know, that's like if you tally it down, it doesn't mean like, you know, in a week everything will be back to normal. But what I think about it, the part that gets me feel better is that I know that every time that, you know, somebody gets the vaccine, that somebody's life is about to become normal again.
Well, that's good for you, but I just saw the doctor. I had a doctor's appointment today, just an annual, and he was telling me that people are experiencing pretty bad side effects. Not everybody, but some people are having seizures after they get the vaccine, because I asked him, he's a doctor, are you getting it? I mean, I'm sure you are going to be offered it soon before everybody else. And he said, yeah, but then he went into telling me about that. Well, okay, just wanting to put that out there. There is a brand. There's one brand that other people choose more than the other brands. I think there's three brands out there. And I will tell you, this person that I talk to a lot, he is a person who really researches things. And I will tell you what this person told me it is, okay, what brand. I'm looking through. Oh, they said the Moderna is the better technology of the two vaccines. There's two vaccine brands. I'm just putting it out there that there are choices of what kind of vaccine, what brand you use. And that's all I'm saying. Do your research, everybody. But let's get back to the feelings and the emotions and the topic. And not that we are off subject too much, but okay, vaccines is, that's not the subject. The subject is, how do we deal with sadness? Do we hold it in? Do we let it out? For most of our childhood, we've heard, don't cry. Oh, there's nothing to be sad about. So that is like put into our brain so much growing up. And then the whole thing with, oh, well, boys don't cry. Now that really bothers me, because a man that has to hold everything, a man who shows his emotions at times and can let it out and cry, I don't think that's a turnoff. If he's doing it all the time, you know, yeah, go see your doctor all the time. But if something's a very big deal and somebody doesn't cry, it's like you want them to cry. You want them to let that out because they're holding it in, and that could only cause more pain. Really, it does. It causes more pain because you're holding it in. And then those become the people who are ready to explode at any moment. What do you think about that, Johnny? And I want to know, after you, you're a man, do you feel ashamed to cry?
It hasn't happened in a while, but I mean, I have to say that it's very humbling, you know, when I do, because it makes me feel like, oh God, I mean, you know, it's like I'm humiliated, you know, it's humiliating. It's like, I'll talk to my parents and then I'll be crying. So I feel humiliated.
Wait, even if it's, only if it's in front of people or by yourself, are you embarrassed?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm embarrassed no matter what, but I mean, I think what it is it's a humbling thing. You know, it's very humbling.
I don't know what that means exactly, humbling.
I
mean, I know what humbling means, but how does it humble you to cry? Like, what do you mean? You feel like a real person, or you feel like
I'm supposed to be strong. I'm supposed to be tough for everybody, you know?
Why? Who said?
I guess society, you know,
what I'm getting at. And I don't think it's right to say, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. If you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. I think that's horrible. And then they have to hold it in. And so you are programmed basically as children to try to hold it in. It's so healthy to let it out because you know what? You get older, and you're so used to holding it in. Well, it hurts still because it's in there, and you don't really feel good. You're embarrassed, like you're embarrassed to cry, so that is harmful as well. But do you know what happens when you numb your sadness when you're an adult, like with alcohol and all these other kinds of things, you name it, that you can numb your sadness with? Do you know what that does, Johnny?
What?
That numbs also your happiness.
That's true.
And we as human beings should embrace it and be grateful and thankful that we have a broad range of emotions, God-given emotions that we can use when we need. Hey, we cry because we need to let something out. That's healthy. We laugh really loud because we need to let it out because it's funny. You know, have you ever been in a place where you're not supposed to laugh and you can't, and you're trying so very hard to hold it in and you can't? But your body is like doing the shakes, like you're trying to hold it in. So, and you lean your head down and you're trying not to laugh. Has that happened to you?
Well, yeah, because it makes it all that more. You know, rougher to want to hold it in. Well, you know, it's like you're trying not to laugh, but it makes you want to laugh that much more. You know, I mean,
oh gosh, I have a horrible story about that.
My horrible story.
I have a story. Yes, you want to hear my little story?
Sure.
I was at a funeral and it's not funny that this family member had passed, but he had a good life, but it was this huge production basically. And at this memorial service, these singers and actors started coming down the staircase. It was this huge stage and they started doing like hand movements and it was just really weird. It was an odd thing I had never in my life witnessed before at a memorial funeral service. And I was in second row because I'm part of the family. And I started laughing and I put my head down. I could not stop. My new boyfriend, who is actually Priscilla's dad, passed away though, but he was sitting next to me and he knew what was going on. And he was like, laughing, and like he was trying to like put his arm around me. I just put my head down and was like, my body could not hold it in. The people just thought I was sobbing. they just assumed, okay, she's her head's down and her body's like moving. Like, they just thought I was holding in crying sobs, but it was really laughter because I was laughing at these people and what they were doing. Like, this production of this memorial service was out of hand. It was the weirdest thing I had ever seen. And so, I mean, sometimes you laugh so hard, you almost want to pee your pants. I mean, I was almost to that point, and I will never forget it. But I told my mom about that. She was a couple of seats away from me, and she said, oh, that happened to her so many times at different church events. Her and her girlfriends would be have their head down. And that feeling of having to hold it in, that's just like crying. When we have to hold in our laughter and we can't show our laughter, that's hard. Isn't that hard?
Well, you know, actually, true story. There was this girl that I liked many years ago, and we were just bored. You know, we had just gotten done watching the movie. So I was just decided to make animal noises. So what I did was I just started barking at her. She meowed right back at me, you know. And then what would happen is in the kitchen, you know, my mom and my sister would be like, "Chuck, stop, don't do that." Stop. And it didn't matter. I mean, I wanted to keep doing it because I knew they were laughing their head off, and two, the girl I was with was enjoying this. So I was barking at her, and, you know, she'd go, meow, and she'd be out right back at me, you know, and then what would happen is that I could see my mom just laughing harder and harder and harder. And she was like trying to hold it in, and she just couldn't hold it in. And it was like going through what you were describing. And then at the end of it, she's like, sorry, what are you doing?
That's funny. And that is exactly my point. And also, how good does it feel when you do that really, that belly laugh? And how good does it feel, like that moment with your girlfriend in the kitchen that you couldn't stop laughing because that was so funny? I mean, don't you feel good after that?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
but hold on, Johnny, I'm finishing my point on that. Okay, so my point is, if that feels really, really good to let that laugh out, it also can feel good to let out a really good cry. And then, you know, okay, so a few people say, are you okay the next day? Are you okay? Yeah, because you know why? I let it out. Now, today I'm okay. It feels good. That's my point, and that's the only reason I wanted to do the show today, to tell people it's okay, cry it out, let it out. It's a cleanse, and I think that it's important. Well, I do know it's important. Studies have shown if you hold in your feelings, you're going to end up experiencing more suffering.
I'm not going to force you to do it, but would you like to share what it was that was causing that overthrow of emotion, or would you rather keep it private?
Oh, no. Oh, I've mentioned it before, and it is. I've asked my mom if it's okay if I talk about it on air, and she said
yes.
Okay. She does have IPF, which stands for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and that is a terminal lung disease, and it actually kills more people per year in America than breast cancer. But anytime I say it to anybody or ask them or talk about it, they've never heard of it. So they have a foundation, IPF. Idiopathic means they don't know how these people are getting it. But a lot of people have pulmonary fibrosis, which pulmonary is the breathing, the lungs. Fibrosis is a scarring. So it's scarring of the lungs. And she never was a smoker. She's like lived so healthily her whole life. So I started doing research. Well, I only found out 1 year ago, right after Christmas, that she was told she had 6 years to live. It's been 5 years now. And she has for all this time been on oxygen, like a 20 foot everywhere she goes, sleeping around the house, taking it in the car. I mean, it's to watch my mother, who used to be a slalom water skier every day on the lake, and pull her husband on, behind the boat to water ski and take turns before he went to work at 7 a.m. every morning. This is a snow skier. This is a mom who was the director of many organizations. She is now confined to this oxygen tank, and it's loud. And I mean, thank goodness she has great care. Her husband's wonderful. But I had to cancel my trip. I was going right after Christmas, the day after, to see her. And, you know, I started crying. I didn't even open presents for 5 days after Christmas because this could be her last Christmas. They didn't want us to come, my daughter and I, because if we bring COVID to her, she does not have a chance, obviously. So we couldn't go. And I just felt so guilt-stricken. Like, should I get a car? But no, that's not even the point. The point is me. The point is that COVID is so unpredictable. We don't know if we're walking around and if we have it or not. It's just, okay, so then you get tested. But then you're flying. You're flying, so you're touching things, and you have to get tested again. So I couldn't go, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. My eyelids, they don't look the same right now.
You never FaceTime with
your... out now, and my mother said, look, don't bury me yet, Barbara. And then she made me laugh. So today, when you said, are you okay? Yes, I'm finally okay. But sometimes it's not just one cry. Sometimes it's a few nights in a row. Now, go ahead and ask your questions.
Do you ever FaceTime with your mom?
No. I don't think that she's really into that. No, she's not into it. Getting that going.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I'm just going to say.
It's about seeing her in real life. That's what I need. I need to hug her. I need to help her. I need to cook for her and make her read to her. And I mean, I need to be there with her. That to me is important. And I can't. This is horrible. And you know what? My problem is minute to what some people are going through. And I feel it. I feel it in the universe. I feel the energy of sadness. And I cry for just those people sometimes, too. But I'm a girl. I'm a woman. I know guys don't walk around crying for the vibes they're feeling in the universe. But I think the show is important to just say, hey, it's okay. But it's not even about it's okay. Who cares if it's okay? Who cares if it's okay to cry? What we're saying is cry, let it out, let your emotions out. Because if you don't and you struggle with that, it will lead to more suffering. And we are saying it's unhealthy, and it can actually lead to physical problems as well. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do it. Let it out and laugh too. Do both. A lot.
I know.
It even causes people to become sex addicts.
What?
Holding in your emotions can also cause people to be sex addicts, not just alcoholics and pill poppers and whatever, a lot. They also can become sex addicts. Most people would say, oh, well, that's not that bad. Yes, it is. Because have you ever watched a documentary on a person who has this? They have to have it. They don't care. They do not care. It's not like rapists, but they do not care who it is. They have to have it. And you know what? They can't just go walk outside and say, hey, neighbor, I need sex. Give it to me. It's not that easy for a lot of people who are sex addicts, and they go insane because they have held in an emotion and that they found out that sex is their escape from the feeling. And that's how they become addicted to the sex. And that becomes their whole world, their mind. They can't think about anything else. Now, that is not healthy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
Well, I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, obviously, you know, I've heard lots of things. I've heard that, you know, I don't know if I've told you this, but this sort of falls in line with what we're saying today. I had a teacher who was. He was sort of a cross between Richard Branson and the Dalai Lama. I mean, he was just, just very, into experiencing everything. And
cool.
One of the things he talked about with us was, I know it's a marketing class, but he gave some interesting ideas on how to, get rid of a health problem by dealing with it psychologically. In other words, he was based on the assumption that most of the problems that we go through health-wise are psychosomatic. And
yes, that is very interesting.
And he actually said that he said basically that I think for runny nose, he said it was crying, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
and,
wait. He said a runny nose is what? A runny nose is what?
Crying will cure a runny nose.
Crying cures a runny nose? Oh, wow. I never heard that.
I think that's what he said. Yeah, it was... I mean, I don't want to misquote him, but, I will tell you one of the things that he did say that I will tell you a little bit about him. We did a thing where we went over the various personalities that, of sailing, because it was a marketing class. And then there are three of them. They're called the Lions. And those are the ones that are real aggressive. Those are the ones that then they're the ones who are the foxes, and then they're the ones who are the St. Bernards. I was the fox, is what I was. If I had
the same humor, fox. Wait, hold on. Lions,
what?
Fox, and you're going too fast for me. Lions,
and
fox,
Saint
and what
Bernard.
Is the other one?
St. Bernard.
And those are the three, huh? Okay.
Yes.
And can
I'll explain all of them because the reason I'm going to explain all of them is because I think if I didn't, that you might take it the wrong way. I'm going to try to say is that let me explain. The first
so
one
sweet.
Is the Saint Bernard. And the Saint Bernard is someone who will, just always be nice. Under pressure, they'll be nice. They're very gentle. This doesn't hurt so well with sales because they have a hard time closing the deal. You understand? They basically, And the only reason I'm going to say this is that I would have to say that you're a St. Bernard, Barbara. Okay? Now, you need to understand the reason I need to explain that is because, I don't want you thinking that you look like this dog. Okay?
Okay,
what I'm trying to say is that it's your personality. It means that when in a conversation, you're nice. When, relating to people, you're nice. When, you're a saint no matter what. Now, you got to understand.
I just think that's just common courtesy that you learn by having manners growing up with parents that care about manners.
But
we're talking about character. We're not talking about always being nice to people. Of course I am. That's how I am. Yes. We're talking about character.
Right.
Character. Can you describe what a fox is now, please?
Well, see, there's three parts. See, those three characters, they're very good at sales, but in different areas. For example, like you're very good at the original pitch, but you're not very good at closing it. You're not very good at closing it. And I'm
in general,
sort of
you're
very
speaking?
Good middle. What?
Oh, what? Oh,
right.
Never mind.
I'm,
so you don't think I can close the deal?
Well,
I don't want to close the deal.
Explain.
I open it up and say, go
explain.
Do it,
yeah,
Johnny, because I'm busy. Let's just explain that to the listeners right now.
Okay,
because if I need to close the deal, I can close the deal. Okay.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I say you're saying Bernard because of your personality, but I also think that sometimes I've seen you do this, where if you're in a conversation with someone over wanting to do something, you will feel like, oh my God, I don't want to bother everybody. Oh my God, I'm being cornered. I've seen you do this.
You mixed up a lot of stuff altogether, and you put a huge bunch of broad stuff into a tiny little thing, okay? I think really what everybody is all three. Everybody's a Saint Bernard. Everybody's a fox. Everybody's a lion. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah, no,
everybody
has traits. Okay.
Everybody has all of it. Everybody has all of it.
Everybody has traits.
Okay, so please.
The purpose
okay.
of the exercise was to
wait,
find
Johnny,
out
what Johnny, our traits were. Johnny, hold on. For the listeners, we've been on for half the show. I'd like to say, if you just got on listening, we are on the topic of emotions and why it's important to express them. And Johnny is giving us an example here that he learned in a class.
Right.
And the three different types of people are Saint Bernard, Fox, and Lion. But can you tell us before, what was this exercise for? Showing emotions please.
Yeah, it was to show basically the various weaknesses in making a sale and then how to overcome it. Now, the reason I say this is if I was to bring my teacher on here right now, he is an extremely assertive man who will say, he'll tell you, he's assertive,
Well, for heaven's sakes, if he is not assertive as a teacher or a professor, he will get run down, walked all over. He has to set his boundaries, which was our last show, last Thursday. Amazing show, by the way, everybody. Go check it out. I mean, he has to set his boundaries. Otherwise, people are going to walk over him and professor, question. Yeah,
but what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that I think the whole point of the exercise was that all three of those things have their place. Assertiveness has its place. The ability to explain the pitch has its place. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that your personality of and you do this, Barbara. And I think what it is sometimes you'll come up with the idea that that people would be like, well, I don't want to do that, Then you'd be, okay. And then I've been there when those things have happened to you, and I've sort of said, and I'm sure we don't have to go into the details, but I've been there when these things have happened to you, and this goes with what we're doing with emotions, letting out your emotions.
You're right, and I don't like confrontation, and
exactly.
Some people might, but not many. Not many people do. I can handle it if I'm pushed right up to it and have to, but I do have to get better at just getting the confrontation over with and just move on, because that is, you are so right to point all this out, Johnny, how very intelligent this is, because if you are not heading straight towards the confrontation and getting it behind you, that's an emotion right there that you're holding in. And it's not just about, oh, I'm sad because I'm losing somebody or something I love, or I'm happy because I'm laughing my butt off. It's what about the times where, oh my gosh, I have to call that person and tell them this, and, you know, this is how I feel, but I, you know, don't want to get into that, you know, right now, or that's going to be uncomfortable, so I'll just smooth it over and candy coat it. You know, that is wrong, isn't it? You've got to just be honest, and you've got to, that will help you draw boundaries. People will end up respecting you. Don't ignore it. Don't say, okay, I don't want to deal with it, and then don't do anything, and then time goes by and everybody forgets it anyway. But then how long was that? A month that you held that anxiety in about it? So you're right. I mean, people have a lot of work to do inside,
yeah,
don't they?
What I'm trying to say is, yeah, is the ability of the lion personality has a place, even though sometimes we view the people as not feeling. But then, you know, there's the people who, then there's the people like you who are very gentle. I mean, I disagree, but it's like, okay, you know, it's like, oh boy, you know, oh God, I have to make a phone call. I can't, you know, and then you get nervous on the phone call, and then, you know, and your ideas are wonderful. And it's just that I know what it is.
Explode like a lion, and I've just had enough. I've had enough. Rawr,
yeah,
rawr.
I mean,
you know. So why not just be like the Saint Bernard and go around and just but you got to be Saint Bernard mixed with the fox with the energy
right.
of a lion. Okay, cool. So was your instructor telling you that you should have all three, but?
Yeah, because I was a fox. See, I was not as good as, there's three parts. There's making the original pitch, which you were great at, and then there's explaining the original pitch, which I'm good at. But then there's the ones about closing. And those are the ones that have to ask. See what I'm saying? It's like ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like ask.
And that's hard to do.
Yes.
It's
what's
hard
wrong
to do.
With
it's
me?
Hard to think.
So why? Why? Because I don't want to, be faced with a rejection, or it's just going to take too long to ask. For me, I feel like it's going to take too long. So I just give you the info, and you do it. And you do it very well. So it's working. But
right.
So, okay. Let me ask you something, Johnny, personally, not generally. If you could change something about me with my emotions, how I deal with them, you've known me for 18 months now.
Right.
Tell me.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't take away your emotions, but I would say that.
Well, thank you.
You
I mean, haven't
know.
We just almost discussed about how not to hold in and take away your emotions for an hour almost?
Right. I know,
okay,
but what,
so
what I'm trying to say is that I want to make sure
you.
That that's not what I'm going to do. Sometimes when people ask that question, sometimes they interpret it as, well, I would like to tell you, I would like for you to be a little less this, a little less. And I don't think that's, I do think, though, that some of it is interpreting things a little bit better. Like for example, like sometimes, you know, to understand, like I'll just say to you, a lot of times what will happen is I'll usually give one or two or three words, and then, you know, we'll be talking, and I don't want you to change, but I do think that it may be good for you to understand that sometimes that the reason I don't use as many words as you do is because of the fact that I just sort of want you to let it out. Like, this is what will happen if we're on a conversation and there's a venting conversation between the two of you, you know, between the two of us. You'll write this long paragraph. And then I write back.
That's because
I
talk
understand.
Into the phone. I don't write it. That's because I talk into it, and I don't bother to even fix it. I send it because I know you so well. I feel like, okay, she just talked that whole long message. Why don't you double-click it, highlight it, and push speak. Let it speak to you so you don't have to read that.
No, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I read all of it, and then, you know, what I'm trying to say is that you'll send me this long paragraph on a message, and then I'll be like, I understand is what I say, you know? And then you'll
I'm
throw
sorry.
It again. No,
I'm sorry. That's, you're called a punching bag, and that's not Right, what? And that's not nice. Because I talk to you every day, so it's like the quote-unquote punching bag, like the person who you are the closest with, they're the ones who are feeling the most of your emotions, and
emotions and embracing. We're talking about the emotions and the importance of embracing them. I mean,
I know, but I shouldn't be talking a million words into a paragraph to make you tediously read it, because you will, because you're so kind and so sweet and caring.
Some people are like that. Janice is like that. I mean, Janice, you know.
Oh, everybody likes that. Because you accept it. You should say, hey, I don't have time to read these paragraphs. Can you, like, cut it in half and then cut it in half again? Because that's what Vanessa Orr said. If you're ever leaving people a message or writing an email, she said, look at it, look it over, cut it in half, and then cut it in half again. Because when you get long, long, long messages, luckily I know how to highlight and let it speak. Oh, you are not going to even want to open those messages from that person. So be aware of that too. Go ahead, Johnny.
Right. But, I mean, it's okay. I mean, you know, I'm not bothered by it. I think what's important is that you understand that I do care, even though I don't write as long of answers as you do. I mean, you know, or your style of questioning is a little bit different than mine. Like with me, I'll ask, you know, one question that's like one sentence. Your questions are two or three sentences, but that's fine. You know, that's
yeah.
the new thing.
Johnny, but you're so sweet. I don't know sometimes. Are you talking about when we're on the show or when we're talking on the phone off the show?
Oh, both. Yeah, I'm seeing you do this on the air. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, well, Johnny, do you have any questions to ask? I'll be like one line. And then you're like, okay, well, here's my next question. 5, 6, 7, 8, you know.
I know, but do you know why I do it? Because I'm setting it up for the listeners so they understand, they can click some things in their brains, they can call in and say, hey, you know, I'm setting it up. Because that's the show stuff. Or I would like you to understand where I'm coming from before I even ask the question. But I'm glad you don't mind. And I'm glad that, I don't know if the listeners mind. They never have written me a message. Like a couple people, they just say they like it, but they don't go in depth. Except for Lori. She came on air one time and she went in depth. I love her. By the way, you know, the story about, you know, you describing yourself that you dictated to her. I would really like you to send that to me, please, so I can get that up on our website. And everybody, if you've experienced any technical difficulties, not because Johnny and I are not on top of it, it's because GoDaddy, for some reason, is not putting up the website and we are paying for it. So we have been working on that for probably, I don't know, how long? 2 weeks or a week? Sometimes it's not. I mean, there's some kind of a weird glitch there.
But,
and
you know,
I
guess what I'm
trying to
say.
This
sort of goes
back
to
the trying
what,
to
this
go
is
there.
What I'm trying to say. This has to go in there with the lion, the fox, and the St. Bernard. See, the thing is that you're a St. Bernard. So what's going to happen is that you're going to dread calling them, and then you're going to be like, oh, God, I don't know what to call them. Okay. Now, I can tell you what my teacher would do, okay? My teacher would be screaming for 10 minutes. She'd be like, you know, but see, that's just, but see, he has
screaming?
The wisdom of his family.
Did you say screaming or
but,
screaming? Screaming or screaming?
Screaming.
Like
screaming,
kind of
screaming.
Lifting his voice, like raising his voice up?
Well, you have to understand something else about my teacher. He got married. He married a lady who was a pure Saint Bernard. And what happened was that she sort of slowed him down a little bit. Whereas, you know, you understand. So, and that's the thing about the two of them. So, you know, it's sort of like that's why, you know, he would look at you and he'd be like, you're a saint. Even when things are tough, you're a saint. You know. You'll be like, oh, dear. Oh no.
Yeah, well, he did. Okay. Yeah, but Johnny, didn't you just say he had a wife that was a Saint Bernard, and you said that I was like that? You're a saint. How did that slow him down? And you know what?
Oh,
you didn't even hear her side of the story.
It just kind of did, it brought out some more positive traits out of him, a more gentle side.
Oh,
you know,
brought him up.
Yeah,
just
what I'm trying to say is that sometimes the lion is necessary, you know, but sometimes even the lion who needs some kind of a, you know, a St. Bernard to come along and kind of say, hey, you, calm down, you know. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a lion. I would say I'm more of a fox. But some people, just they're in lion.
You haven't even explained the lion. You said the fox is the closer, sales, but you haven't even explained what your professor. I mean, we're not doing astrology here, people. This is John's professor from college. And I know. Okay. There are three different examples. St. Bernard, fox, lion. You have not explained lion yet. Will you do that, please?
Yeah, the lion is somebody who's really good at the closing. And they're very good at being assertive. They're the ones that say, you know, okay, you know, oh no, you know, you understand. They're good at the closing. The closing is the hard part because it is with when you have to ask, you know.
Do you know
what?
That is so. Hey, Johnny, did you know that's so similar to the astrological sign of the Leo, which I am, because. Okay, there is this old movie star, Arlene Dahl, who I had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with. And she told me, Barbara, the Leos, which she was one as well, we don't want to be out there. But when we get into the spotlight, we shine. She goes, I don't get it. I don't know why, but we don't long for it. We don't long for fame. We don't long to have compliments or be seen. We really don't. But when we're thrust in to the spotlight, which we most often are, then we shine and then we enjoy it and then we love it. So this is so similar to what your professor is saying about the lion, the closing, the assertive. Yes, they have it. But then there's a part of me as the Saint Bernard that doesn't really want to go there and do it. But if I am forced or I have to or I'm completely faced with it, I can do it. And I can do the fox and the cells and all that. But I feel like I am more of the Saint Bernard with the creativity that is takes priority than the cells. All the paperwork and all the phone calls, and then the closing, all the paperwork and all the phone calls. Okay. So I get it. I love your professor. He's amazing. Do you remember his name?
Yes, I do. His name was James Burton. He was an interesting guy. He just interesting, smart, you know, intelligent. And I think that, you know, after you get to know him, after you see him, it's kind of a lion. You know, he'll tell you, he's like, I'm 95% lion, you know, is what he was. But the thing is, then you get to realize, look at his career. I mean, you know, these people's careers are set up to where they have to be lions. I mean, they can't just go running around being, you know. And then, like people like you who have had to, you know, raise a kid and be there for a kid and tell everybody that everything's and I'm not saying that what you do isn't tough. I'm just saying that what you do involves being comforted. You have to be the comforter. Especially when it comes to Priscilla and
if I nurture and then I don't feel appreciated, but I am nurturing and doing such kind things. It really hurts my feelings if I don't get something back, like some love or a hug. And so another topic, another day. I think this is really something I've been wanting to do because I'm raising a teenager, everybody. And you know what? We haven't even really done any shows about that. I'd like to have other moms on. You know, we have difficulties because these girls and boys, I mean, they're changing not even daily, it's like hourly. Okay, so if we're we're still the same mom, we are still the same sweet mom, or maybe we haven't been perfect. Of course we have not. Nobody is. Oh my gosh. This is a whole nother show. But Johnny, we are coming to a close, and I would like to thank you very much for this, the St. Bernard Fox Lion touch upon from your professor, James Burton. That was totally cool. And in your life, how great. We need to find him. And can I just say one little funny story about this whole thing, please? Really quick.
Sure.
Really quickly. Okay. The St. Bernard, how you say it, supposed to be really nice, you know? And they usually are. They're, oh, I'm a big dog. I love everybody. Okay. My mom came to pick me up. I was like a tween at my best friend's house in the country. They had everything. And they also had a big, huge St. Bernard that nobody even noticed. Nobody even paid any attention to it except for high and petting it on the head because it was so nice to everybody, never harming a fly. So my mom comes to pick me up one day and gets out of the car, and this St. Bernard comes running over to her and bit the heck out of her thigh. Huge teeth marks around the next day, black and blue. And that dog had never done that before. I don't know what that was about. Do you? I mean, it's not that funny, but it's kind of a, like funny in a way of weird.
No, it's not. But I don't know what that was. Maybe she had a funny smell or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of that. I thought, gosh, does she have bad vibes today or what?
Well, didn't you say she had some food on around her under her neck or something?
Oh, my gosh. Johnny, this is when I was in junior high.
Okay, sorry, but
so many years ago.
Story.
This is like 35 years ago.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I was, you know, a tween, I said. A tween means before you're even a teenager. They call it a tween. Okay, that's around 10, 11, 12. It's a new term. It's called a tween. I was a tween, okay? Anyway,
right.
I'll never forget it. When anybody ever talks about a St. Bernard, I always remember that day that happened. It's just the weirdest thing because my mom's sweet and she has great vibes. Anyway, thank you, Johnny, for all of this info. And I hope everybody enjoyed our little chat about emotions and the importance of letting them out. We're not just talking about the bad. We're talking about the good. We're talking about the happy. Okay? Listen again on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And if you came on late or you need to listen to it again, which I listen to our shows all the time, again and again and again, they are good. And subscribe, please. So what else do you want to point people at right now, Johnny? What have you been posting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Anything good lately from you?
Well, I mean, I've just been looking, but nothing
okay.
really good.
I want to, I want to ask, could you please, while we're having technical difficulties with the website, will you please post it somewhere we could tell right now where to look for our next show tomorrow, because
I will.
Usually people go to our website to find out what's on deck. And
okay. I will
okay.
post on
so
Facebook.
Where?
We
put, Facebook group? Our Facebook group?
Yeah, I'll do that there. Okay.
Okay, do it there and I'll share it all around everywhere else. So hey, sorry if you've gone to our website and that's been happening, but we're working on it. And I had a lot of fun talking with you today about emotions, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too.
We still have 10 more minutes. Would you like to add something?
No, well, I think that, you know, I mean, I love that about you. You know, so just so you know, when I compliment you and I say you're a real Saint Bernard, you know, you need to understand what I mean. Because, you know, I mean, obviously I don't want you to think, you think I'm a big furry dog, you know. Just
No, don't do that. Just actually, this show will be enough of the Saint Bernard references to me. Why don't you just, if you want to refer to me as anything, it would be like Fox or Foxy. I'd prefer that. Thanks.
Well, I will tell you this, you know, it's sort of a...
And for any other woman you ever meet again or know...
Well, I will tell you
no
this,
more
there's
Saint
a
Bernard
side to you that's sort of... I mean, you know, actually one reference that I've heard is unicorn. That's another one that I've heard about.
You heard that from
because,
me. I like that one. That's magical. That's cool.
The reason I like unicorn is there's a guy, he kissed Megan Fox, and he said it was like kissing a unicorn. And it's just, I think what it is that unicorns,
cute.
This is what I remember about them, is that they tend to, they look like, you know, they're big and they're strong, but like if you were to be near a kid or something, they will always lay down and then let themselves be petted. You know,
unicorns.
These,
what?
Unicorns, yeah, unicorns
are not real.
No,
not,
but,
unicorns are not real. They're fiction.
They're fiction, but so are dragons. I think you need to understand the point of what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that if you understand Dungeons and Dragons, the unicorn is a very strong creature. But if you get them near like a baby kid or something, the unicorn will always lay down on its back and let you pet it.
Oh,
in
really?
Other words, what I'm
I have no
to
idea.
Say, yeah. Well, you
I guess
know,
I'm not that
know,
much
right?
of a
so
sci-fi.
You never ran into that. I mean, unicorns, you know, but it's sort of like there's something very gentle about you that's sort of like, and a lot of people don't understand. I mean, they think it's like you. I mean, it's sad how many times I've seen you, like, back down simply because you try to be nice. You know, okay, you know. Well, you know.
Well,
you
have
don't think
to be. Johnny, we've been over this so many times with all of our Playboy Playmate interviews for Miss December Diary series. It's just, it's sad because if you're a model, you're looking like a model, okay? That's the point. I'm not trying to say I'm hot, I'm great, I'm beautiful, or whatever. I'm just saying I have been a model for 30 years, and you know what? People treat you differently. If you are not overly nice at some times, they will think you are a stuck up B-I-T-C-H, and they will think you, well, they just won't like you. And you know what? We can feel it. And then we put on the extra nice persona so that they won't be offended or feel like, well, we think we're better than them, you know? And that is really sad to not be authentic throughout your day or not feel or be programmed for years on end to not actually be you, the authentic you. So what do you think I should do? Should I just be the authentic me? Like Michelle, who we had on for our boundary here, our boundary show this last Thursday, thank you, because I do. I want to be authentic. I want to go walk through life authentic like she does. I love it. I watch her. I envy this way of life, and I'm going to work on that too. We've got a lot of things that we're striving for excellence in 2021, don't we, Johnny?
Yes, we do.
So thank you for all the compliments today, and I appreciate you agreeing to do this topic and bringing so much knowledge to the hour. And everybody, please do follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm posting. I like to forward some posts from my own, Barbara Moore. Sometimes I post on Life After Happiness and then forward it to my Barbara Moore. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But what I like about having the Life Laughter Happiness platform is that I could kind of express things where I think that go look for Barbara Moore, they're going to be disappointed because it might be like a drum solo I like or a guitar solo or a song I like. And you know what, those people, they just want to see pictures, pictures, pictures. So it's been really refreshing working with the show and being able to have another platform just to be quote unquote normal. So thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, what a great Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow. And Johnny's going to post the show description on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook group page. I will forward it everywhere thereafter. Okay, thanks, Johnny.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everybody.
Good night, Barbara.
Hey, hold on, Johnny. Hold on.